Exclusive. Former Biden aide paid Fani Willis's deputy DA Jeff DeSantis $131,000 in 2023. By Wendell Hasebo on February 29, 2024. Democrat operative in Fulton County's Deputy District Attorney Jeff DeSantis received four payments totaling $131,335 for providing consulting services to Representative Gabriel Amo. DeRee, a former Biden White House aide who worked with local elected officials. Federal Election Commission records show. The money flow is significant because sources with direct knowledge of Fulton County's office told Breitbart News DeSantis is a Biden plant inside a Fulton County office to target former President Donald Trump. DeSantis' payments were previously unreported. DeSantis was working at County DA's office while operating a consulting firm named 2020 Insights, LLC. Sources told Breitbart News deputy district attorneys would likely have to sign an oath that prohibits them from working outside their county employment agreement. DeSantis's oath, if he signed one, remains undisclosed. It is also curious that DeSantis contracted with Amo, who worked in the Biden administration as the deputy director of the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs before running for Congress in 2023. There he worked as the principal liaison to mayors and local elected officials, according to his White House bio. Amo also served as an advisor on President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign and later served on his transition team. That is the connection to the White House, one source told Breitbart News. DeSantis did this. He's the one. He is the one pulling all the strings. He was the one at Walter, Willis, off. He was in every important meeting. He is the brainchild behind this. DeSantis is a wealthy and successful Democrat operative. He ran Willis' 2020 campaign and raised $4 million. He had over $4 million in donations for running the district attorney's race, one source told Breitbart News about DeSantis's fundraising. Why would you want to take a major pay cut to get a $70,000 or $80,000 prosecutorial job? The source asked. I have no idea why. DeSantis has professional experience far greater than the average county employee. He was the former executive director of the Democrat Party of Georgia with extensive knowledge of campaign finance law. He was also the deputy director of compliance for the DNC, according to his official bio. Jeff has also worked for candidates in 30 states running for a variety of offices, including President of the United States, United States Senator, Governor, United States Representative, Attorney General, District Attorney, and Mayor, as well as for a National Political Party Committee. He has served as a campaign manager, media consultant, pollster, press spokesman, research director, and policy advisor. DeSantis founded 2020 Insights, LLC in 2010, and he was the registered agent for the company until this month. On February 2, 2024, the company replaced his name as the registered agent with Christopher Huttman, DeSantis' business partner. The timing of the change is suspicious. 2020 Insights, LLC replaced DeSantis as the registered agent just weeks before Willis testified about her affair with fellow Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade, and 2 days after a court filing alleging Willis' romantic relationship with Wade. As Breitbart News exclusively reported, Wade is a prosecutor on the Trump case and he selected the office employees, a source told Breitbart News. Wade was a key decision maker on which employees to hire or fire in the DA's office following her election victory in November 2020, according to multiple sources familiar with the Wade and Willis relationship. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.